Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Ah, welcome to Friday, Carrie Bickmore.
What are you looking at me like that for?
I just was interested in what you were mouthing out there.
I was counting the days of the week.
Oh, why?
Or because for my Bickmore's booty drop, we should, let's do the opener first.
Drop it like it's hot.
Bickmore's booty drop.
It's official.
I was thinking we should do Craig David's 7 days. Mm. And then I was trying to work out what day of the week it was. So I was going Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then I was trying to remember what he did on a Friday. Because it was a Monday, took her for a drink on Tuesday. We've been making love on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Feels like Sunday. What did
they do on
Friday? I think
making love Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday.
That's too much.
I think. Isn't that right?
I'd be dehydrated.
Anyway, have a listen. You can work out what he's doing on a Friday. I hope it's quite like your Friday.
Craig David, it is 7 days and it is Bickmore's booty drop.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I am on my knees.
Begging for mercy?
No.
What?
Just means I'm ready to play.
Oh.
Let's do this.
I put my thing down, flip it in reverse.
Same, same, but backwards.
It's your primitive, it's wet, yes.
That was loud.
My ears are perforated.
I think we might have some tech issues. I hope that didn't burst your eardrums in the car.
You're lucky it's a tune because, wow, I can hear nothing
now. It is
now.
Funny how we've heard that tune every Friday the entire year and I'm not sick of it yet. It's a great tune.
It is a tune. What have you got for us, Buzzle?
Joining us for the first time, this is the game where we play Carrie and Tommy's song in reverse. They buzz in with their name and it is best of five. Tommy usually doesn't go too well, so let's see how he goes today.
Well, you know why he doesn't. He's a confidence player, and you kick him in the guts right before he's just ready to get out of the starting box.
All right, let's see if this works. Tommy, I reckon you're going to win today. I believe in you, and I think you can do it.
Oh,
thanks, Buzz.
That's terrible
crack.
Radio.
I know. There it is. Song number one.
Tommy.
Tommy's here.
Crazy, Beyonce.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you.
I knew that too. Crazy in Love, actually, mate, but it's fine. You can have it.
I don't have time to give you the whole title.
here we go. Song number two.
Carrie.
Tommy.
Oh, Carrie just got in there.
I like you better than... who sings it? Drake?
Well, you've got to take your answer.
Oh, I don't know what it's called.
No. Tommy, you want to have a guess?
Yeah, it's not Drake.
You've got no idea, do you?
Yeah, it's Quavo. It's Louvre. It's Louvre.
Does that mean love?
They're called Louvre, aren't they? L-U-A-V-E.
What's the song title?
Oh, that's enough, mate.
It's not. That's not how
that's the
game
rules,
works.
Buddy.
Song title and name of the artist.
It's Louvre, though, isn't it?
You've got a
isn't it Louvre? It's Louvre.
It's Louvre.
Yeah, that's what I said. I pronounce it Louvre. And it's called I Like You Better.
I'm not
I Like Me
it.
Better. I Like
it
Me
is,
Better.
It's I Like Me Better.
Oh, you've got to give me
okay,
that.
Okay, give it to him. That's fine.
Hang on. We can't be giving sympathy points here to Tommy Little.
One week. I'm fine. It's me that should care and I don't care.
Well, you are the boss, Carrie, so it is 2-0 to Tommy.
Thank you.
I didn't know we've ever said it so explicitly.
All right, here's song number three.
Tommy.
Carrie.
Tommy's in.
Living La Vida Loca.
Ricky Martin.
That's for the win. Tommy Little, 3-0.
I mean, I knew them all.
Bit
I'm
of
just
confidence.
Going to put it out there. In fact, I sang the last two.
Isn't that nice?
Went,
bit of
them.
Confidence. Just bars gave me a bit of pump up. God, see what could happen if you guys encourage me?
Imagine if that was the song we played every week.
I wouldn't turn up.
I'm tired of that.
Yeah.
There it is, the quickest ever edition of Same Same But Backwards.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I've got a bit of an issue, Bickers.
I think I know what it is. I'm looking at the issue. Is that what the issue is?
Yeah, but the issue's not that. Well, it's not that.
It's not that you've got a bad haircut.
No.
No?
No. I mean, again, this is hurtful. But the haircut is the contentious point. I think I have to go through a breakup, and I think it's actually the longest relationship I've had in my life, which is worrying.
Right.
I think I might have to break up with my hairdresser. Hairdresser? I wouldn't even call them that. What do you call them?
Hairdresser.
Is that what you call them?
What else are you calling them?
I've just never said I'm going to the hairdresser. No, you're saying I'm going to get
to get your hair cutter.
Yeah.
Your hair cutter.
Anyway, I've moved further away, and this is now the third time I've moved further away from my hairdresser.
Okay, hold on. Let's go back to the beginning.
Yes.
Okay. You need to break up with your hairdresser because of your bad haircut.
Okay.
Or you need to break up with your hairdresser because it's just too far to go anymore.
It's too far to go.
So it's nothing to do with what he does with your hair?
No.
Because I I think that should be the reason why you're going. No, I do think that, okay, do you know what I think the issue with your hair, if I'm really being honest?
Please give me this refreshing honesty.
Is that you get a good haircut, but it grows so quickly, you don't get it cut often enough, it often looks overgrown. Which I think is the point we're talking about. You live so far from your hairdresser, it's a bit of a pain to go to the hairdresser, so you're not getting it done as often.
Yes, because I started going to him when I lived around the corner.
Yes.
Right? Now, it takes me an hour each way.
Okay, well, that's ridiculous.
Isn't it?
For a guy to get his hair cut, you're not driving an hour.
He's great, and I love him, and this is the problem. I just go now because I really like him. I like the chat. I like seeing him.
Oh, that's nice.
And, he's very supportive. He always comes to Comedy Fest wherever you... He's an absolute legend.
Nah, then do that hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just to catch up with a mate. Oh. If he happens to cut your hair, isn't it?
All right, we're done here.
But isn't it?
Well,
if you're happy with what he does.
But I also think my hair does grow quickly and I just can't get out there every...
Okay, could you see people in between?
This is what I want.
Could you see someone on the side?
Yeah, I think it'll hurt his feelings.
Will it?
No, he'll look at the hair. He's like the soup Nazi. He'll look at the hair and he'll go, someone else has touched this
hair.
What
if you specify with this person you're seeing on the side that they must do what your mate does? It's got to be cut the same.
But then they ask, they go, well, how does he cut it? And I go, I don't know. He just goes at it for a while.
It's hard because most people break up with their hairdresser. They find excuses like we live too far away because they don't like their hairdresser anymore.
Right. I've got the opposite. I actually have moved far away, but I do want him as a... Oh, gosh.
I don't know.
Here's what I want to put to the people. 131060, buzz.
To shave or not to shave?
To poo or not to poo?
To
start cheating on my hairdresser with other hairdressers.
Or not to...
Start cheating on my hairdresser with other hairdressers. That's what I need your help with.
Okay, well, I like to solve your problems. I can't solve this one. I don't really know.
You've given me another problem, which is you think I've got a shit haircut.
No, I actually clarified that you get a good haircut, it just grows out very quickly, and then it takes a long time before you get it cut again.
You know what? I'm not even mad for the haircut. Never once have I looked at my hair and gone, great.
Well, then hold on. We're back to the other issue, that if he doesn't do that good a job.
I just don't think I've got the right-shaped head, though. I reckon there'd be people out there.
What's wrong with the shape of your head? I mean, it's a big noggin. But
it is a big
noggin. I've got a big noggin too, so it's all right.
Is it?
Yeah. For a girl. My daughter's got the same.
You've got a perfect size.
I remember when I pushed it out thinking I only have myself to blame.
Wow.
Actually, and my partner Chris, whose nickname at school was Head, so he's got a big head too. His hair grows very quick as well, so you're not alone.
Give us a call, 131060. Is it okay if I start cheating on my hairdresser?
And does Tommy have a big head?
We'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And I mean, it's one of the most debated topics that anyone has ever faced in their life.
No, we're certainly not the first radio show to do it.
Aren't we?
No.
Gosh, the first one this week?
No.
Damn it. We're still doing it. Buzz.
To shave or not to shave?
To poo or not to poo?
To
start cheating on my hairdresser with other hairdressers.
Or not to
start cheating on my hairdresser with other hairdressers.
Why do you need to add the with other hairdressers? Can't you just say start cheating on my hairdresser?
Oh, yeah.
It's not like you're in a relationship. Well, I guess you kind of are.
It's been years now. Because it literally would have been, nearly 10 years now.
Could you just say that now that you do lots of work at Channel 10, that they cut your hair now?
I don't.
And then go try one of these, you've got a local one you could try?
Well, see, here's the thing. So I've moved, the house I moved to, literally within 100 metres, there's two barbershops.
Oh, go try them. The only thing is if you're going to go try one of them, you can't go grovelling back to your old one when they do a bad job.
I definitely will.
Yeah, well, you can't.
Why?
Because that's unfair.
But I still like the old one. It's just he's too far away. I mean, Shani, I'm at a loss here. And the fact that these are the big problems I have in my life speaks volumes of the value of my existence. But do you have any advice for me?
I think loyalty is key. You need to stick with your hairdresser. You've got great hair. They've obviously been doing a great job.
It's like an hour away, Shani.
Oh.
That's all right. Loyalty is key.
Loyalty is key. You heard it.
I think loyalty is key, but all the way to the point of your hairdresser?
No, that saying is much longer and won't catch on. Loyalty is key. Shani, I like it. Thank you for your help. Mackenzie, should I cheat or not cheat?
Definitely cheat. There's no way I'd drive more than 10 minutes for a haircut.
And how's your hair look? Is it good?
Yeah, it's bloody beautiful.
Oh, good on you, Mackenzie. See, that's what I want to. I've never thought, oh, geez, that's a bloody beautiful pill chop. Maybe that's what I need. Maybe
pill
it's
chop.
All.
What's a pill chop?
Haircut. Maybe it's all about local. Maybe this is what it's all about.
Oh, yes.
Maybe I've been getting
back
it wrong the whole
community.
Time.
Local yes. community. Support your local community.
Grassroots.
Yes.
Scissors in my city. That yes. doesn't work. Anyway.
Scissors in my city.
Pill chop in the postcode. Pill chop in the postcode. Mick, finish this off. So we've got one saying cheat, one saying loyalty. Mick, where am I getting my hair cut?
Look, Tommy, I'm going to be completely honest with you, mate. I've seen you on social, seen you on the telly and stuff like that. And,
thank you. I'm predicting a compliment and I'm pre-saying thank you.
Well, I should start by saying you do a great job on the telly.
Oh, no. He's buttering me up
I
for
like
an insult.
Because your hair looks pretty crap, mate.
You couldn't even say that confidently. Mick must be a nice guy because he held back.
No, look, you know, I wasn't sure if I could say crap on the radio. That's probably why I pulled back a little bit.
Have you listened to our radio show?
Or have you described our radio show?
Why haven't you ever come to Carrie's Cuts?
Hey.
Why haven't you ever come to Carrie's Cuts?
Ooh, time for a song.
Buzz came to Carrie's Cuts.
It's not too late.
Welcome to Carrie's Cuts.
Carrie, stop it. It's not funny.
Shani said, loyalty is key, have to stay with the hairdresser. Otherwise, I would definitely come to Carrie's Cuts, but Shani said, loyalty is key, staying with the hairdresser, no matter how much further he moves away, loyalty is key.
Enjoy the drive.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Feeling crappy?
We want you to get happy.
Hi, I'm fitness trainer Tiffany Hall.
And I'm clinical psychologist Cass Dunn.
Our podcast, Crappy to Happy, gives you the tools to feel happy and awesome.
It's not about a drastic life overhaul. It's simple strategies for physical and emotional health.
If you're into living and feeling better, you'll love Crappy to Happy.
Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au.
No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, let's have a little peek back at the week that was.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
Oh, God, I've missed those fingers of yours, Buzz.
Oh.
I mean, because do you want to kick off or do you want me to kick off?
I don't even know if I can talk about it. I'm still so raw.
You better get it off your chest.
Let me just quickly. There we go.
I mean, it happened, I think it was Monday it happened, and it's Friday and I can't sleep at night. I'm waking up.
Oh, God,
up.
This sounds bad.
Yeah, I'm waking up with, like, hot flushes and stuff.
It's menopause.
I thought I was just trying to enlighten the people of Australia. I thought I was trying to help their homes look better. I was trying to help your segment usually where you offer people tips, just the tip.
Help.
And I had an incredible life hack and you just literally slammed me and left me feeling like just a shadow of my former self. I've been trying to grow indoor plants for a very, very long time. Bought a fake plant. It looked really real.
Yeah.
So I put it in my pot when I got home and I was like, still obviously fake.
Yes.
And then I tipped soil into the pot that the fake plant's in. So now my fake plant is sitting in real soil. So now my fake plant looks real. My house looks amazing.
What do you mean? I thought that was what you meant to do.
No, because then I put it on my Instagram and everyone was like, great idea.
Why are you looking at me so stunned?
You just ruined my tip.
I really like it.
Can you still play me my happy music that I had ready to go?
Hang on. Your happy music is my happy music.
Yeah, but I wanted to experience it.
There we go.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Isn't it?
First.
But now I don't feel very
winterish. Okay, so I feel a little bit raw about that as well because I've never considered myself a dream killer. I just didn't know what the protocol was for fake plants.
Well, that's not what you said. You said, don't people already do that? And the other reason I'm raw is because a friend sent me a message who's like just a really cool, you know those friends you look up to? She's a really cool friend. And she said, your fake plant's not working. It's making your home look trashy. We need to talk. Oh.
Okay.
It's like, well, Tommy's response seems nice compared to hers.
She's up herself and you need to ditch her as a friend. I'm completely on board with the soil. I reckon it's great.
Okay.
Because I think if there's one thing this team needs right now, it's a bit of bloody unity because
why are you raw?
What? Because we're both raw. I don't know if that's the unity I'm going for.
Well,
I'm raw.
You know, people
because
can come together in misery.
Carrie and Tommy, come together with them in misery. I am a bit raw because I've got a go-to joke. like most blokes, I think I've got a go-to joke that I've been using my whole life and I use it all the time, and you couldn't have given me less for it. You know, I'm staying with two of my best friends, a couple, yes, at the moment. He made a joke last night on the couch. I've worked out it's his go-to joke. Somewhere next door, there was this huge banging, like, crash. His soon-to-be wife goes, "Oh, my God, what was that?" Lockie goes, "Don't worry, Dale, just my hip again." Like, his hip plays up. Oh, gosh, I've got absolute crickets for that.
But why is a noise next door his hip going?
Because anything that cracks or croaks is his hip.
Nah.
That's funny.
It's not. Do you know what I've just discovered in those two things we've played, those two audio bits? We're the least supportive co-hosts for each other ever in the history of radio. I had this great idea. You go, nah. You have this great joke. I go, nah. I think we need to start the week all over again.
We do. We definitely do. And in hindsight, I realised that was the joke of my housemate. And I don't mind if you give him donuts. So that's fine.
No, but then your coaster joke was just as bad.
Hey, let me pick the team back up here, guys.
Oh, Buzz.
Firstly, by playing
it
the
is
harp.
A worrying state of affairs when Buzz is the one saying to us, "Guys, I'll help."
Well, you know,
I don't have a lot of hope. What do you got, Buzz?
Well, this is a good thing because you guys might be raw about those two specific incidents in the week. But I know we're all wrapped that Wednesday. Love won. Australia said yes, and we celebrated. Happy Wednesday to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Yes, yes, Australia.
What a day.
Oh, I've got goosebumps. I'm so excited today.
It is a little overwhelming, though.
It is, and you were particularly overwhelmed.
One of my best friends wrote a post on Facebook. I get about a sentence in, and it makes me cry, and she's on the phone now. Cushy!
Hello.
What did you say in your post today?
My mum's a lesbian, and she came out, I guess, when I was 9. When I was growing up, I grew up in a small town, and it was a town where there weren't a lot of kids who had gay parents. In fact, I think I was the only one that I knew of at the time. Today I was at the State Library with my mum when that announcement was made. I burst into tears and she burst into tears. I'm really proud of her and I tell her that.
Let's just go to Michelle Quisley. Michelle Quickly. I can't even talk now.
Oh, I can't not cry because it's like you hold on to that belief that you belong to not only your relationship in your family, but you belong to the community as a whole. It's a relief.
Oh, how are you going, Kate? How are you feeling?
I'm so glad, guys. I'm so relieved. I'm so happy. My beautiful partner, Jesse, I love you. We will be married. My love, Australia, you've done the right thing.
Sarah, are you happy for yourself? Are you happy for a friend? Are you just happy for the nation? What's your connection?
My wife and I actually got married 5 weeks ago. It just keeps getting better. Megan just got home from work and walked in and saw me and burst into tears.
Oh.
This has made me so proud of our little country that we live in. It's just a wonderful day.
Oh, you're right, Buzz. You've done it. You've left the week on a high for me. That was the greatest possible result this week, and you're right. I'm wrapped.
Yeah.
I'm wrapped.
We're all
wrapped. The rawness I felt has dripped away.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, that's the week done, but next week we're back and we want to lightly sparkle up your life with Mount Franklin's help.
Hey, yes, this is great.
If a lot of people around you are feeling excited about summer, right, but you're feeling flat, we want to hear from you. Because sometimes summer's not great. You know, sometimes your friend are going away on these great holidays, you can't afford it, and you're like, oh, I want to be there, or you've got to work through summer.
They might have all bought tickets to a festival and not consulted you, which might be sending you a message, but we're going to bypass that message and hopefully help you out and get you along to those things you might have missed out on or you might have not been lucky enough to be a part of.
Or that you can't afford. So register at hit.com.au. Tell us why you're feeling flat about summer and we're going to add a bit of sparkle to your life next week.
We'll perk you right back up, we will.
It is all thanks, of course, to Mount Franklin's new lightly sparkling water in a can. Three great flavours, lime, raspberry or mango. Great way to finish the week, Carrie and Tommy.
Have a sparkling weekend, everybody.
Sparkle on, guys.
The Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up Podcast is ready to download now from the Hit Network app.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.